Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, April 6th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Central Asia, where a wave of reports from the region shows rising Islamist activity. The groups are tailoring their recruiting efforts, targeting individuals from the dominant ethnic groups. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says God is moving during the turmoil.
We started a broadcast in Pakistan just in the 1st of March, and we've had over 1,000 written and call-in responses of people giving their lives to Christ from all over the Middle East, Central Asia. It has been absolutely amazing. We have been totally surprised at the response.
Meanwhile, evangelism, baptism, and conversion are words that trigger extremist response in India. Dave DeGroat is with Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan. He says they have to watch communication with their teams. In spite of the challenge, ministry will go on.
Our people in India aren't changing the way they work due to this. They're continuing on. This is not hampering our work. It is affecting the way we communicate, and I think other Christian organizations are starting to find this too. We have to be very careful about the words we use, even though the actual outreach procedures are the same.
And Bethany Christian Services is expanding their ministry into Lithuania. It's been a long time in the preparation, but the adoption agency recently placed their first Lithuanian child with a family. This special needs child is now home and doing well. A second family is waiting for court assignment to travel and meet their 3-year-old son. Bethany's mission is to be the hands and feet of Christ through the social services they provide for families both here and abroad. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service according Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the story of national workers across the Indian subcontinent, their sacrifice, and the incredible results. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.